Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Neary Beaver. The scripture is Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 35.
There is a lot that can be unpacked in this section of Luke. Reading parts of it, perhaps it's easy to feel as though the message is one of urgency, to work harder, be better, get the grade, make the cut, be one of the few. However, that does not fully align with what we know to be true about the nature and heart of God. Yes, following Jesus and living a life he has called us into will mean making choices of sacrifice, self-control, loving the quote unlovable, and often going against the culture. Those choices are meant to come from the foundation of being deeply rooted in the very heart of God, deeply rooted in his love, with a true knowing both of him to us and us to him. In verses 25 through 27, Jesus highlights the difference between knowing about and being known. The man in his story closes the door, yet more people are wanting to enter. But the man says he doesn't know them. The people are confused, but we've been around you. Remember these events? Remember these things that were done? And you taught in the streets and I was listening in the crowd. Surely that's enough, right? I can tell you the facts and figures. I can tell you what you said. But standing there at the doorstep, face to face with the man, isn't the same, is it? It can be really easy in life to go into autopilot and stop truly seeking to know and to be known by even the closest people to us. Sometimes we can get so caught up in the routine, we forget why the routine is there in the first place. Why do we ask our family and friends how they are doing or what their day was like? Why do we come to church or read the Bible or read and listen to podcasts like this one? The recounting of Jesus healing a woman on the Sabbath in the synagogue, verses 10 through 17, highlights this for me. Like, how in the world could the synagogue leader see Jesus healing this woman and categorize that as work? Can you imagine this guy saying, "No, I'm sorry, all miracles and healings must be made by appointment and only on every other Tuesday"? I pray we too don't get numb to the life-changing closeness and healing that comes from being with Jesus. In verses 18 through 21, Jesus likens the kingdom of God to a mustard seed and yeast, something seemingly small and insignificant, growing into something so massive and wonderful. In Matthew 17:20, Jesus uses the mustard seed to show that even if we only have a mustard seed-sized amount of faith, it is truly enough to move mountains. Over and over again, Jesus highlights for the disciples that it is the quality that matters. Mark 9 recounts the story of a father bringing his son before Jesus and crying out, "I believe, help me in my unbelief." This man didn't have all the answers. He didn't have the problem solved before turning it into the teacher. It doesn't seem as though he had fully resolved who he believed Jesus to be. But he knew enough. He mustered up what he could and honestly poured it out before the Lord and invited Jesus to multiply it and figure out the rest. Finally for today, my favorite section of this passage of Luke 13, verses 6 through 9. Jesus tells about a tree on a person's land that hasn't been bearing fruit. The person goes to the one taking care of the grounds and decides it's a waste of space and soil, get rid of it. Instead, the caretaker asks for a chance to try something first and digs up the soil around the tree and brings fresh, tender nutrients and nurturing. Goodness gracious, I am so glad God doesn't just toss us aside in our off seasons. To be real, one of my first reactions was wondering why, if this tree hadn't produced anything in a while, why didn't the caretaker provide these things earlier? Yet we too are surrounded, within and without, by those who need more nurturing and fresh connections to grow, and we don't always notice them until something like this happens either. I found it interesting that the story ends there. We don't know the outcome of this tree and the caretaker's attention. It's easy to assume that it worked and the tree began to flourish, but perhaps it didn't, and the tree required additional attention, such as pruning and replanting. I invite you to spend some time taking some honest inventory of what is growing within you and around you, and what requires more attentions and nurturing. Even the small steps you take, perhaps like setting the backgrounds on your phone, tablet, or computer to be images that remind you of times you were strong, brave, and proud of who you are, or those you care about, or even points of scripture and encouragement, can lead to the growth and progress you desire to see along your journey through life. Let's pray. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you for your nurturing care over us, no matter the season we find ourselves in today and all the todays ahead. We invite you to show us the places within us and the relationships around us that need tending to. We invite you to bring all the tools and resources for the job. We ask that you will open our eyes to notice those around us who need the light and the water and the nurturing from you. And Lord, if you desire it, that those things can be delivered through us. Tend to our hearts, O God, that we remain soft and eager for growth and connection. All this we ask in your name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.